This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. South Korea has said that they are ready to join efforts to ensure safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz, responsible for 20% of global oil and gas supply. South Korean Foreign Ministry stated that it will join seven countries, including European nations and Japan, in their joint statement condemning Iran's attacks in the Gulf and the de facto closure of the Strait of Hormuz. The joint statement issued by Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands and Canada calls on Iran to cease its attacks and attempts to block the strategic waterway and comply with the principle of freedom of navigation. India has adopted a coordinated and proactive approach to the evolving situation in West Asia. We have a report.
The government has emphasized that all refineries are operating at high capacity with adequate crude inventories. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas noted that domestic production of LPG has increased by about 40%. The ministry said that no fuel shortages have been reported and also advised citizens against panic buying. The government also assured that all Indian seafarers in the region are safe with no incidents reported. The Ministry of External Affairs said that the safety of Indian nationals remains a top priority. Hundreds have been evacuated through coordinated efforts, while special flights are being operated to ensure their return. With Vishnu P.S., Soumya Sharan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Ministry's fact-check unit has debunked claims that the U.S. asked India to support military assets to bomb Iran from Western India. It has urged people to stay alert against such false and baseless claims and posts on social media. The Congress has released another list of seven candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Assam. The party has fielded Bidisha Niyog from Jalukbari seat, Jayanta Bora will contest from Biswanath assembly seat, while Rahul Roy will be the party candidate from Hailakandi assembly constituency. The names of the candidates were finalized by the Central Election Committee of Congress. The party has also left 11 seats for its ally Raijor Dal in the state. Polling for the 126-member Assam Assembly will be held on the 9th of April, while counting of votes will take place on the 4th of May. The government has ensured the adequate and timely availability of fertilizers across the country by increasing imports to bridge the gap between domestic production and rising demand. The Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers has informed that there has been a significant increase in imports during the current financial year compared to the same period last year. On the occasion of International Day of Forests today, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, urged the citizens to pledge to protect the forests, protecting the life that forests sustain. In a social media post, the minister said that a forest is not a mere resource to be exploited, but it is life itself to be protected and preserved. The United Nations General Assembly proclaimed 21st of March as the International Day of Forests in 2012. The government has notified the Income Tax Rules 2026, which will come into effect from the 1st of next month. The new rules aim to enhance compliance through stricter disclosures while simplifying tax procedures by reducing the number of rules. The rules mark a major overhaul of procedural and compliance systems under direct taxation. The Ministry of Finance has informed that the rules implement provisions of the Income Tax Act 2025, replacing older procedural systems and incorporating updated definitions, compliance structures, and new reporting mechanisms. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the people on the occasion of Eid ul-Fitr. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have greeted people on the occasion of Parsi New Year, Navroz. In a social media post, the Vice President wished that the festival brings abundant happiness, prosperity and good health for all. In squash, India's Anahat Singh, Tanvi Khanna, Abhay Singh and Veer Chotrani advanced to the semi-finals of the Indian Open in Mumbai yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.